Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood Stoic Whisperer. Welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor, your daily dose of wisdom and grit to conquer life's little and big curveballs. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful. Cultivating gratitude in the midst of all the hustle and bustle. Now, I know what you're thinking, gratitude, isn't that a bit Hallmark-ish? Trust me, there's so much more to it than just saying thank you for your pumpkin spice latte. This isn't about being Pollyanna-ish and ignoring the tough stuff. It's about training your mind to focus on the good, even when things get messy. Ever feel like you're stuck in a cycle of wanting more, needing more, always chasing the next shiny object? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly everyone else seems to be living this perfect life while you're stuck in your pajamas with a half-eaten bag of chips? Yeah, we've all been there. Gratitude can actually act as a mental reset button, helping us appreciate the good stuff we already have. So, how do we do it? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First things first, be mindful. Seriously, pay attention. Notice the little things: that warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a beautiful sunset, a genuine laugh shared with a friend. These everyday moments often go unnoticed in our busy lives, but they hold so much beauty. Think about it like this. Life is a tapestry woven with both good and bad threads. Gratitude allows us to appreciate the vibrant colors of the good and see the whole picture more clearly. Second, keep a gratitude journal. No need for fancy notebooks or calligraphy, just jot down 3 things you're grateful for each day. It could be anything. A delicious meal, a supportive friend, a hilarious meme that made you laugh out loud. This simple act trains your brain to focus on the positive and shifts your perspective from lack to abundance. Third, practice gratitude in action. Words are powerful, but actions speak louder. Tell someone you appreciate them, help a stranger in need, or simply offer a genuine compliment. These small acts of kindness not only brighten someone else's day, but also create a ripple effect of positivity. Remember, the more grateful we feel, the more we want to share that feeling with others. Next up, reframe your challenges. We all face setbacks and disappointments in life, it's inevitable. But instead of dwelling on the negative, try to see these challenges as opportunities for growth. What can you learn from this experience? How can you use it to become stronger and more resilient? Remember, Stoicism isn't about suppressing emotions, but rather about understanding them and responding with wisdom and clarity. Finally, cultivate a sense of wonder. Take time to appreciate the beauty and complexity of the world around you, the intricate patterns in nature, the vastness of the universe, the power of human connection. Remember that we are part of something much bigger than ourselves, and that there is always something new to discover and learn. Okay, let's bring this back down to earth with a real-world example. Picture this. You're rushing through your morning routine, already feeling stressed about work deadlines and traffic jams. You trip over the dog, spill your coffee all over yourself, and completely miss your favorite podcast because you were late leaving the house. It's one of those days where it feels like everything is going wrong. But here's where gratitude comes in. Instead of letting the negative spiral take over, take a moment to acknowledge the things you still have: a warm bed, a loving pet, the ability to learn and grow from this experience. Maybe even that delicious coffee, even if it's now on your shirt. By shifting your focus to what's good, you can turn that frustrating morning into an opportunity for resilience and self-compassion. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to cultivate gratitude in everyday life. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others, but the more you practice, the more natural it becomes. And trust me, the rewards are worth it: increased happiness, stronger relationships, and a whole lot of mental armor against life's inevitable curveballs. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're grateful for right now? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag us on social media. Let's spread some positivity together. Until next time, keep your hearts open and your minds strong.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.